The Artist Spotlight, shining a spotlight on Christian artists, their music and their hearts.
Welcome to The Artist Spotlight, Wayne Heinsohn with you today, and it is my pleasure to welcome back Duncan Phillips from Newsboys. Hey Duncan, welcome back to the show.
Hey mate, how you doing?
Doing very, very well. Now it has been, I think, 2 or 3 years since we featured you guys on the show, but what an eventful couple of years it has been with a brand new kind of project for you guys called Newsboys United. Now, for those people that don't know what that's all about, can you kind of explain it in your words for me?
Yeah, about 2.5 years ago, we thought, wouldn't it be cool if all those fans that have been with us for a minute would like to see kind of the classic version of Newsboys, and that would mean Peter Furler and Phil Joel coming back and doing a couple of songs. You know, we thought, man, maybe they would, maybe they won't. We weren't sure, you know, but we thought, wouldn't that be nice for the fans that have been with us for a while to kind of touch base with that kind of legacy part of who we are now. And we ended up doing a song with Pete. We actually gave him a song to help us write. He ended up doing that, called Across as the Final Word. And he came back, and his scratch vocals sounded so good on the demo. He said, dude, why don't you come and sing a song with us, you know, just for all those fans that have been around for a minute. And he did, and it was a great success. And then we started getting together, getting creative, started writing songs. Then all of a sudden, we're starting to write a record. And at the beginning of 2018, we started the Newsboys United tour with Peter and Phil. And we weren't sure how it would go, because for 10 years we've been doing, you know, with Michael and doing the 2.0, we call it 2.0, Newsboys 2.0 version, which has been incredibly successful. But we wanted to kind of tip our hat, give a nod to the fans that have been with us for a minute. And, of course, it was a massive success. So we've been touring for the last, basically, 2 years with Newsboys United. And I tell you what, it's been an absolute blast. It's been really great not only seeing and play those old things that I never thought I would. It's been great to see the fans hear songs that they never thought they would again. So it's just been a win-win.
Yeah. I wonder, Duncan, can you take us inside that conversation that is initially had with Peter Furler? Because you touched on it that The Cross Has the Final Word. I think you guys were sort of stuck on this song, and you're like, look, we kind of need some outside help. And so you call Peter. Take us into that conversation. How does that happen? Is that just a couple of mates going, hey, we just need you to give us a hand on this, you know, like moving house or something like that? Or is it much more complex?
It's as simple as that. At the end of the day, it's just like, you know, we kind of haven't seen Pete for 10 years. He happens to be an incredible songwriter. He happens to have a really good sense of where Newsboys came from, obviously, because he was, you know, obviously one of the major songwriters for 20 years. So we thought, look, why not? We've got this chorus, but we, you know, why not give it to Pete and see what happens? It was simple as that. It really was. And we just gave it to Pete, and he, within a couple of days, he came back with a verse. And it sounded so good. Actually, Michael and Peter sounded so good together. At that point, we just said, hey, Pete, do you want to sing, you know, you want to sing on this track? Because it would be nice for, you know, the fans have been with us to hear your voice again with Newsboys. So it was kind of a mate thing right from the beginning. And that song was a massive success here. And I think a lot of people love to hear Pete with Newsboys again. And it kind of was I mean, people think that, you know, a lot of, you know, decisions that have made in business or with bands and big bands are very orchestrated. Some are. But this one was really organic, grassroots. Hey, let's call up a mate we haven't seen for 10 years and see what he can do. And it just grew out of that. It was just really that simple. It's been amazing.
The Artist Spotlight.
The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has the final word. There's nothing stronger, nothing higher, there's nothing greater than the name of Jesus.
Welcome back to the Artist Spotlight. Very excited today to be chatting with Duncan Phillips from Newsboys. We are talking about their brand new album and I guess like their new project, Newsboys United. Now, Duncan, you've been with the Newsboys for 26 odd years, I think, something along those lines. Yourself and Jody.
Hey, really? Is it that long?
I think so. Isn't it the early 90s? Didn't you join them?
Yes, yes. You're right, 93.
Well, there you go. But my thought was this. Before Newsboys United, you were like the longest serving member in Newsboys. So like, was that a badge of honour that you could wear around? And then, you know, when Peter came back, did you kind of have to hand the badge over?
Well, I absolutely wear that badge of honour. I will say this, though. I am the member that's been in the band the longest.
Mm.
Does that, you know what I mean? I mean, Peter went away for 10 years, so he's got to restart. I mean, his clock is reset, but no, I'm happy to do that. But I will say this, too. I think United is something that it will run its course. I think it's been a great moment. I think it's something that has an expiration date. We made a great record, super happy with it. But I think it's something that, you know, heading into next year, we're already, and I don't want to preempt your next question, but it will be something that'll probably, the touring part anyway, will probably end this year and we'll go forward with a brand new 2.0 record.
Yeah. While I've got you, one of the other things I want to ask you about, because I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard that you guys have your own plane. Is this true?
We had our own plane for many years. And then when was it? When fuel got really, really expensive, it just became inefficient for us to run it.
I wonder what's one of the strangest things that you have either heard or read about when it comes to Newsboys, because, you know, we kind of live in an age where everybody can have a voice and that can be good and that can be at the other end of the spectrum. So what's kind of one of the craziest things that you've read and you've gone, that is so far off the mark when it comes to what we do and who we are?
I mean, you hear it all the time. It's almost too many things to mention. You're dead right. I think social media gives everybody a voice, and unfortunately, I'm not trying to say that people shouldn't say what they want to say. I think they should. They should have a free will to do that. But unfortunately, it gives them that moment to get onto any site and say, you know, just say random things. You know, I've heard anything from, you know, the Newsboys are from the devil. They're evil. They're Antichrist. The Illuminati it goes on and on and on, and you just got to laugh. Part of you gets really upset because it hurt, you know, it can hurt you if you let it. But I think we've got to a point now, you know, that kind of stuff, you just like, these people have way too much time. They got nothing to do. For whatever reason, they want to have a stab at you or for who knows why. And they just say random stuff, you know. So you're probably the Illuminati one. That comes off pretty often, that we're actually trying to we're doing Satan's work in some way, because we're trying to cheat people out of their salvation by what we wear or our look or a video that we did of one of the scenes in the video. We had a girl in it or they saw a triangle on the background. It just goes on and on and on and on, you know, what people say. But that's probably one of the funniest and furthest from the truth one.
The Artist Spotlight.
From the dawn of creation, this world has been crying out for hope, for a hero to save us. We long for the supernatural. But there is only one God who can save the day. So clear the stage, prepare the way, 'cause heaven and earth are singing. Glory, hallelujah. Let the whole world see the greatness of our. Survive.
save the day. So clear the stage, prepare the way, 'cause heaven and earth are singing. Glory, hallelujah. Let the whole world sing.
Listening to the Artist Spotlight today, catching up once again with Duncan Phillips from Newsboys, talking about their brand new project, Newsboys United. Now, I want to talk about the new single from that one in just a moment, Duncan, but a couple of things before we do that. First of all, do you own anything other than black T-shirts? Because it seems to be, I only ever see photos of you in a black T-shirt.
Look, this is a great thing about a black T-shirt, right? And the ones I wear are really quite, they're not cotton, they're kind of almost like rayon, maybe the rayon's, I can't, but it's kind of lycra, that kind of thing. The great thing was that you can travel with them, crunch them up, they can be 2 days old, you get them out of your bag and they look amazing, right? No creases in them, and black always looks good, you know, hides the dirt, you can spill stuff on it, be anywhere, but it'll still present really well. So it's one of those things. I've always loved black. We've kind of worn black even back in Aussie when I was a young musician. Black was almost like the official uniform of a musician. But it's just a great, you know, when you travel a lot, when you're crunching, stuffing, you know, clothes into a bag, it's just one of the best colors and best kind of, you know, that lycra-based kind of tees and whatever you want to. It always looks good because it doesn't kind of crumble or crunch. So there's a practical side to it as well, as it just always, black always is classic. It'll always look good, always has looked good, always will look good.
But I know that Michael Tate is not the same, because I actually bumped into one of your managers in the lift on the first Jesus Freak cruise, and he was holding this very nice blazer. And we kind of got chatting, and he said, oh, this is for Michael, you know, I had to get it fixed, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, who is the king of fashion when it comes to Newsboys?
We all have really different fashion senses. Michael's definitely more the girl, you know what I'm saying? nothing against girls, we love the ladies. But he is, let me rephrase that. He's a lead singer, you know what I mean? So he's definitely a lot more aware, and very, he has a great fashion sense, and he's very aware of his look, and which is great. I mean, that's, you know, you want that as a lead singer, lead guy. You want him to always look good and play that role in that part. So I think probably Michael would be the one that spends the most time on his look. Me, I'm very aware of how power look, but I'm probably a little bit more, you know, if he's posh Spice, I'm Sporty Spice. You know what I mean? I'll be the sporty version of that, you know. So I'll always look good, but he definitely likes to dress a little bit more well-to-do in that sense than I do.
That's a very interesting insight into fashion and newsboys. Hey, Duncan, right? Hey, let's talk about the new single, which is called Love One Another. A couple of things I want to know, as well as Newsboys United, you've roped in Kevin Max for this one as well. What was the thought behind bringing him in?
He's just a good bud. You know, he lives just down the street from me. He's a good mate. We've got to know Kevin. I mean, we toured with DC Talk, oh, man, back in the early 90s. So we've known Michael, Kevin, Michael, Kevin, and Toby for, gosh, 25 plus years. So they're mates, and it's there again. It might seem like it's really orchestrated, but it's actually not. Kevin Smith is a world class vocalist, and it was as simple as, "Hey, Kevin, we'd love you to sing on this new single. Would you like to come and sing on it?" And Kevin loves singing, and he said within two seconds, he said, "Yeah, I'd love to." So it was as simple as that, you know, when you kind of know people, you've grown up with people, you have a similar legacy, similar heritage, it just made sense for us to come and ask Kevin to come and be a part of that, and he did an awesome job. So, yeah, it's basically, like you were mentioning earlier, it's just a bunch of guys that know each other, a group of mates calling up a mate and just saying, "Hey, do you want to come sing on a song?" "Yeah, man, let's do it." "Okay, let's go. I'll see you next Thursday in the studio." You know, it's as simple as that. It really is.
Yeah. And tell me about this song. It only goes for 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And when I first heard it, I was just getting into it, and then it was finished again. So, like, did you guys just go, "We'll just do a short song"? Did you sort of get to it and just think, "Yep, no, that's done. No need to pad it out"? Kind of, or is it just, it just is what it is?
It just is what it is. I mean, I grew up, you know, loving music of the 80s. That was my jam when I first started listening to music. It was 80s pop, so we are all pretty much pop heads. I mean, I love pop music. Give me a 3.5 minute pop song and I'm good to go. So Love One Another was just like, we recorded the song and it was 2.5 minutes. We said, there ain't nothing more to say in this song. I mean, I think to try to have lengthened it out and turn it into something else would have devalued the song. So it was just like, well, 2.5 minutes, it is what it is, right? Okay, it is what it is. So, and it was simple as that. We're just like, okay, well, I think we, if we tried to add another part to it, I don't think it would have serviced the song as well.
Hey, Duncan Phillips, thank you so much for joining us today on the Artist Spotlight. It has been so good to chat to you once again. Congratulations on the new album, Newsboys United. And I do need to ask, because people will be wondering, any chance you guys will be back at Down Under at some point of time for some live shows?
If Ozzy will let us in, we've got a quarantine for two weeks at the moment, and I think I'd lose my mind if I was sitting in a hotel for 2 weeks before I could get out. But once all this mess goes away, and hopefully it will next year, I think it will, we would love to come down. But there's nothing on the books at the moment, but we need to get back down to Ozzy again and come play some shows and spend some time. I miss it.
Yeah, it's exciting, and hopefully we'll see that in 2021. Hey, Duncan, thanks once again for your time today on the Artist Spotlight.
You got it, mate. Love, love, love. Yeah, we don't always live what we believe. Yeah, we don't always share a common source. Here we are now shouting till we're hoarse. A different kind of discourse. Don't talk about it, talk about it, just do it. Love one another, sister and brother. Don't hurt each other, yeah. Lying strong in the sand, complicate our new command. Love one another, yeah. Yeah, we don't always live what we believe. Yeah, we don't like the shouting of demand. But there's one thing the whole world understands. Don't talk about it, just do it. Love, love one another, sister and brother. Don't hurt each other, yeah. Lying strong in the sand, complicate our new command. Love one another, yeah.
This has been the Artist Spotlight, shining a spotlight on Christian artists, their music, and their hearts.